the sound of wild rice season in Net Lake, a small village on the Boys Fort Band of Chippewa Reservation, 90 miles south of International Falls. Two people are steering in a canoe while someone beats the stalks growing on the lake. The rice falls in the boat. Leaves are just beginning to change colors as an early fall breeze rolls across the lake. This lake, Net Lake, produces some of the best wild rice crop in Minnesota. Many elders who grew up here have been harvesting rice their whole lives. One of those elders is Gene Goodsky.
Detagigunab, that's my Indian name, my real name. My other name is Gene Goodsky.
Gene is 74 years old and grew up in Orr, a small town not far from Net Lake. He's riced since he was 12.
I was over at my grandpa's house. This guy came in and he says, I'm looking for a partner. He says, and there's nobody around. Then he looked at me and he says, how about you? I said, Then he asked everybody, yeah, he's good. He's a pretty strong paddler.
Ricing takes skill and practice. There are a few key positions when you get out on the boat. A paddler, the poler, the person who steers and looks for the best spots where the rice crop is thick on the lake, and the knocker, the most important position. Gene liked working as a poler, but the reason had nothing to do with rice.
So that the poler is kind of the scout, like,
yeah,
kind of moves.
It was better when you could see. You could see where the girls were.
You could see where the girls were. Even now, Gene tries his luck. When I asked about going out on the boat to go ricing, I was told that it's only reserved for Net Lake villagers and wives of villagers. That's when I got a marriage proposal. He was only kidding, but it gives you an idea of his playful nature. People like Gene have been harvesting wild rice here for centuries. The food is part of their seven prophecies. Ojibwe people were told thousands of years ago they would settle where food grows on water. Today, many villagers in Net Lake feel the tradition is declining as people rely more on store-bought food and less on subsistence. But it still has a significant cultural and social role here. Still, a lot of people go out, not just on Net Lake, but nearby Pelican Lake and Big Rice Lake. The knocker makes or breaks the whole operation. Once the knocker hits the rice with the pole, the rice falls to the bottom of the boat. But the knocker must be careful not to break the stalk. Otherwise, it kills that plant and rice won't grow anymore. Mary Bell Isham, another Boys Fort elder, remembers how hard it was being out on the boat, paddling with her dad.
So that started us pretty young, and he kept us out there mostly all day. I used to cry while I was paddling.
How come? Why?
It's hard work.
Yeah, hard on your arms.
Oh, it's hard on everything, and the bugs and the heat. But that was the beginning of my ricing.
Both Jean and Mary Bell also remember the process after the rice is hauled in from the boat. That's where a lot of the hard work is done. At Gene Goodsky's camp on Pelican Lake, boats, canoes, and equipment compete for space. Off to the side near a makeshift dock is his kettle and all the other equipment needed to prepare the rice.
I've got 5 pounds of green rice in here, and you just
turn it.
Would there be a little fire underneath?
Definitely. Yeah. Has to be a fire.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, then you gotta have more. You gotta have 2 to 3 people to keep the everything going. We're setting up our parchers.
Yeah.
There's 2 ways that we parch.
This season, spring and summer storms made it hard for the rice to grow. But that didn't stop camps of men, women, elders, and children setting off in boats on to harvest the food that sustained them since the beginning. At harvest's end, people gather at the Miigwech Manoomin powwow. They dance and pray for the rice to come back next year. For KFAI, I'm Allison Herrera.